Here with me in this interview, I have Gordon Rauser, University of California, Berkeley, and we're going to have two in this interview, and also Maya Papineau, who has assisted you with some of your research. So first of all, though, Gordon, tell me just a little bit about this subject of managing R&D risk in renewable energy that you wanted people to get here at this conference.
That we should be looking at it as a portfolio of different opportunities, and moreover, that we can manage the overall risk by recognizing the interrelationships among the technologies and their ultimate commercialization. And any standalone analysis is going to miss much of the opportunities that will arise or are arising as we speak and will continue to unfold over the course of the next few decades.
Well, in this session on risk and uncertainty, which obviously there is a lot, I don't think anybody would argue, but with the work you've done, how would that apply to companies who are looking to invest in ways to either get involved in or help with the production of renewable energy sources?
It would help with regard to trying to position yourself to have flexibility, optionality, because there's a lot of changes that are going to take place. So if coming back to your question about private companies or private investors looking at this particular set of opportunities, and the scope and size of the market is so huge that there is quite naturally a lot of interest. But to be able to position yourself for the next 20 or 50 years with an ongoing enterprise or investment, it's critical to make sure that whatever position you take within the vertical market chain, that you do it in a way that's flexible, that you can, in fact, adopt to new technologies. And, to set a contrast, look at the current ethanol plants. They are very vulnerable going forward, because if there's a major discovery, they don't have the flexibility to move to different feedstocks. And that's going to be a serious obstacle to their continuing sustainability.
Well, Maya, how have you contributed to this project?
I have done a lot of research on the probable breakthroughs in renewable energy technologies, and those are very important when you're taking into consideration ex ante. How are you optimally going to allocate R&D resources and also private sector resources to make sure you maximize the net benefits of these investments?
So what would be some of those breakthroughs that you foresee?
Well, in cellulosic ethanol, there's a lot of research going on in finding new microbes, new enzymes. Cheaper depolymerization and hydrolysis is a big area of research. In hydrogen, a big issue is trying to get hydrogen vehicles to have compact storage. So there's a lot of research in getting higher density storage on board fuel cell vehicles. And at the same time, right now, the only way to produce hydrogen is from fossil fuel sources. So there's a lot of research, longer-term research, looking into how to produce hydrogen cheaply from renewable sources. And, of course, there's also the potential for plug-in hybrid vehicles that might take over a big portion of the vehicle market. And probably another major source of potential breakthroughs in the long term is in solar energy. And the venture capital figures that we showed in our presentations show that the private sector is betting quite heavily in that area right now. So
I know that we've talked about private company investment, but certainly government and other even policies that we have in terms of energy and even our food supply, I suppose, have a real impact on managing the risk for this as well, right?
Oh, certainly. I mean, the great debate is about biofuels versus food, and that's one of the reasons why there's so much interest in the second generation technologies that are coming online, hopefully sooner rather than later. And those second generations, the design is going to be to attempt to avoid that trade-off between food and biofuels.
So kind of in conclusion here, in terms of looking at this issue then, regardless of who's looking at it, looking at being more diversified, would that be fair to say, is probably one of the key things to keep in mind?
Certainly. To pursue both from the standpoint of the public sector and the private sector, a diversified portfolio. And ultimately, if we move away from a fossil-based economy to a renewable-based economy, it's going to be a mix. There's not going to be some dominant solution that's going to come along and be more cost-effective than any other solution. It's going to be multiple solutions. And we have to, as a society, actively pursue all of those potential opportunities. That's, I think, the key point.
Great. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you both for taking a few minutes to talk with me here at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.